If a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle, and you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, also AM 920 KLMR. And we are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and the good folks at Arkansas Valley Seeds, like Mr. Lauren Adams right over there. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Welcome
along. What a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, what a gorgeous day. And we'll see what happens with the weather that's supposed to be coming into the Arkansas Valley this weekend.
We got customers ringing us off the hook talking about that coming moisture.
Yeah, coming moisture, but how much? Because some are talking about the dreaded Albuquerque low.
Right.
And, of course, whenever that happens, we usually get dumped on pretty good, and we can wind up measuring snow in feet rather than inches, and we'll see how that all works out.
For the agriculture people out there, I'm really hoping that that's the case.
There you go.
Really,
yeah, you said that business has really been picking up here for the last week or so. Folks are really getting after it.
We're just so grateful to our customers coming back and seeing us, starting to see some familiar faces from last year, and we're just doing everything we can to keep up the pace and provide the level of service that folks are used to. And you know, if I can, right now is a good spot to say,
do it.
We're a little short-handed over at Ark Valley Seeds, and we need some help. So what we're looking for is an able-bodied person that can handle throwing around some 50-pound sacks of seeds and be able to provide extra. You know, we look for exceptional customer service in our business. So if you're in the market for a good job, it's full time Monday to Friday. Come by and see us at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford and pick up an application. We'd like to get that position filled pretty quickly.
There you go. You have the ladies that are with us here flexing their muscles right now,
and,
so they might be ready to go.
Totally.
Yeah,
one of these ladies could handle that job.
I think so.
And nice segue. So what we have here is we've got three young ladies from the Rocky Ford FFA, and I'll introduce you ladies one at a time if that's okay. We have Daisy. Daisy, go ahead and introduce yourself if you would.
Hi, everyone. My name is Daisy Medina from the Rocky Ford High School. I'm a part of the FFA chapter at Rocky Ford.
All right,
Nicole.
I'm Nicole Knapp, and I'm part of the Rocky Ford FFA chapter, serving as this year's chapter reporter.
And Kayleen.
Hi, I'm Kayleen Black. I am also a senior at the Rocky Ford High School, and I am on the executive committee for our Rocky Ford chapter.
All right, very good. And of course, their sponsors are Eric Van Dyke and Teresa Walls. According to the info I have right here, the FFA chapter there in Rocky Ford was established way back in 1928, and they say that makes it one of the first FFA chapter, Future Farmers of America chapters, in the nation, not only Colorado, but in the nation. So
that's
a lot of legacy right there, definitely.
Sure.
So
And terrific people running that show. I know my boy Nathan went through that program, and what a profound impact that has had on his young life. He's just really great. So I certainly support the FFA, and what you young people are doing is just phenomenal. So happy to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
All have a very specific set of things to talk about. Well, please, let's start with you, Daisy. What's going on over there?
Well, so I kind of just want to go through a recap of what happened the week of February 22nd through the 26th, which happened to be National FFA Week. So, as usual, we love to go all out at our school for FFA Week. Due to the circumstances with COVID, we had to cut back on our, like, passing the pig, or like it has been the past few years, passing the kid. kid. Yes.
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah. So what we usually do is Miss Walls sends up some kids to our front office. So they decorate with banners, with flowers. They make it look real nice so people get the attention like, hey, we're FFA. Look at us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important for people to look at the FFA. I like to think that our world runs on agriculture. And people need to get, people and kids, they need to get involved with agriculture and everything that
wrong.
They have to, we have to do with it. So some of the things we did was create a PowerPoint. So you walk into our school and we have some TV screens everywhere. And we just have FFA pictures, like when we went to Pumpkin Patch. Pumpkin Patch, what was the other thing?
I think we weren't able to do chili supper much this year, but...
Just any FFA activities, we had those pictures flipping through our slideshow, so it was pretty neat.
Does that create some interest with your fellow students?
Oh, yeah. It gets people looking like, hey, that looks like a ton of fun. I'd probably like to do that.
That's right.
So another big thing that we like to do is our dress-up days. So this year for Monday, Tuesday, because we have our classes split up, we did our FFA t-shirt day. That just kind of helps spread the word about FFA. Just, why are these kids wearing their shirts? Well, it's National FFA Week, people. Right. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we had Patriotic Day because why not? We need unity in this country. Amen. We need people to know that we have each other's back. We need to love everyone. So I think that was a good way to go at it.
Terrific message.
Yes. So another great thing we did, just because our competitions, we haven't really had any competitions or anything lately, we've had our creed speaking, which is awesome. We have kids go up there and recite the FFA creed. It's like, I believe in the future of agriculture, and so on and so forth. So we had about 11 kids that were competing. So in third place, Faith Worth, she is a freshman. Juliana Chavez, who is a sophomore, got second place. And in first place, we had our freshman, Kaylee Tucker. So congrats, Kaylee.
Good job.
She's going to represent Rocky Ford at the district level on March 31st. So that'll be great. We'll see how she does over there. And on Thursday, we did Food for America, which is a great way to teach younger kids about food, about all the nutrients that they get from their food. So like our grains, our dairy, our fruits and vegetables, our protein. So what we did this year is we took some goldfish, has our grains, you know, some dairy with the cheese. We had cheese sticks, dairy, and pudding. It was, and apple juice. Yeah, so they had a pretty good snack. I mean, these kids were amazing.
And these were young kids.
Yeah, yeah, they're so smart. They're like, oh, I know this. And they gave it their best shot everywhere we went.
That's great.
And then we went to a preschool. And across the street, it's called the Methodist Preschool. I worked there with some of the smartest, most great 4-, 5-, and 3-year-olds.
Really?
They're amazing. You should have seen these 3-year-olds. Yeah. They were just shooting out answers, and they were really on-spot answers. So it's pretty great to see kids like that knowing what they're talking about. So then we obviously had an FFA Jeopardy, because I think Jeopardy is pretty famous in our chapter.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. So we had 35 questions kind of printed out on a paper, and they were distributed to the school. You should have seen the teachers just running and grabbing at those papers. They're like, give me this and tell me this. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Good luck, but we're not allowed to say anything. But it was a lot of fun. The staff winner for that was Miss Thomas, Miss Tammy Thomas. Good job, Miss Thomas, if you're listening. And Faith Worth, our freshman. Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I think everyone just had a blast doing it. So, like me, Kayleen, and Nicole were asked to be here today just to kind of go over all of this stuff. And Kesa and Adrian Pisano were here last time, right before FFA week. So, yeah, just thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Yeah. We were promised a room full of enthusiasm, and I think we got it.
I think we have it right here, yeah. Daisy, you did mention, you know, the importance of being an FFA member.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I mean, the organization is called Future Farmers of America.
Yes.
Do you have members in your local chapter of the FFA who aren't from agricultural families?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Kayleen.
Kayleen right totally. There.
We have a lot of kids. My family didn't grow up like Nicole's family completely. We were still involved with agriculture. My dad had cows. Mm-hmm. We actually have a ton of chickens. I helped hatch those out of the incubator and whatnot. But we weren't like completely, you know, put it in. But we have a ton of kids, whether they live in the city mm-hmm. or out of the city, whatever. Everyone's just welcome into mm-hmm. the FFA family. We want to inform people about agriculture. It's just so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like to eat, it is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
and the
indeed.
Clothes aren't in your back.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah, that's right. Something I tell the younger kids, like when we go to the Washington Primary School to talk to those kids, I often make it a point that if they have a pet that they're involved in ag, whether or not they realize it, but feeding it and watering it and playing with it and nurturing for that animal makes them a part of ag.
Mm.
Excellent mm-hmm. point.
All right.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. Kayleen, you wanted to talk about activities you have coming up with the FFA this season.
Yes, I did. We all know that this year was really unusual and we didn't get to do as much as we wanted to at the beginning of the year. But nevertheless, we have the next few months jam-packed with a bunch of different events that we can do. A lot of them are our favorite events, so we're really happy that we get the opportunity. First off, I'd like to just mention the FFA newsletter that we have. I have some in my car. I didn't bring it in, but there are one-page papers of the newsletter. We call it Rocky Ford FFA Slice of News. It's new. It didn't come around until about last year. The officer team were thinking, we're trying to figure out a way like that we can get the community involved in what the chapter's doing and just to kind of keep them informed of everything. And well, it's better than a newsletter, right? So I am actually the newsletter editor this year. I'm going to pass it on next year after I graduate. But we're really excited about the newsletter. And even though we haven't been able to do as much this year, we're still keeping it updated. If anybody would like to be a part of our route whenever we deliver, just go ahead and contact our FFA chapter, either through a member or Miss Walls or Mr. Van Dyke. That's a perfect way to get it.
Sure.
In addition to that, we as Daisy mentioned, the San Isabel District Invitational LDE contest, which would be March 31st. Rocky Ford is actually hosting that this year, and we're really excited about that, especially that we're able to do that during the pandemic.
What's involved in that contest?
Oh, we have Creed speaking, prepared and extemp speaking, Parley Pro, and Quiz Bowl. All of our leadership events that really involve your team and also yourself, mainly, especially those speaking ones. Like, you have to really depend on yourself and your speaking abilities. We're really excited about that and happy that we're able to do that this year. In addition to that is the FFA banquet. We actually didn't get to do our FFA banquet last year because that's when the world shut down. Yeah.
Right.
So this year we're really excited to be able to hold a banquet on April 22nd. We're a little disappointed that it won't look the same. It will be outside, but other than that, we're hoping everything else will run smoothly.
You're still doing it there at the Elks Lodge?
No, actually, we're doing it at the school in the courtyard for our banquet.
Very
yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So whenever we're usually eating. I'm sure we're going to eat this year, too, because what's a banquet without some food?
Yeah,
I'm sure Van Dyke will cook us some brisket, and we'll have a grand old time handing out our awards throughout the year and inducting the new officers for the next FFA chapter that will come next year.
Mm-hmm. What type calf fries are kind of a tradition at those banquets, too, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What type of awards are given out through the FFA?
A bunch of different ones. We have Most Involved Member, Most Influential Officer, Rising Star, all of the different events that we did, especially at the LDE contest. We will hand out the awards there too and just recognize everybody, and those officers will get their pins, and it's
just a great way to recognize the FFA members for all their involvement and hard work that they put in throughout the year that you think might go unnoticed, but it's just a great way for the chapter to recognize them through their hard work outside of just their competitions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. We're really excited about that. We're going to be able to get one this year. Oh, and also there, we show our slideshow throughout the year. So, like, we put together a PowerPoint for FFA week, but we're actually going to put together another PowerPoint. Our reporter, Nicole Knapp, is going to be head of that. She will put together a PowerPoint with all the different pictures and awards and everything throughout the year, and we'll play it during the banquet and kind of just show off our members a bit. A week after that, actually, is Ag Exploration Day. Do not get that confused with the petting zoo, because the petting zoo is long gone. We do Ag Exploration Day, which is so much bigger and so much better. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about this. This is my favorite event throughout the entire year. I know it's Nicole's favorite, too.
It's definitely mine.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of smiles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's our favorite event. Yeah, we're so excited for that one. Ag Exploration Day this year is going to take place April 29th, and we actually rent out the Arkansas Valley Fairgrounds to do this event. Yeah, so it's a really big event. We're not just in the back of the ag shop anymore.
Right. Good job.
So what we do is we get a bunch of sponsors. So far it's Four Rivers, Rustlers, Bill Wilson Trucking, and France Farms, just to name a few. They are responsible for a lot of our demonstrations, like some tractors, different types of grains. And I know that's Nicole's area of expertise. Mm-hmm. They bring in a bunch of foods, and they try to teach the kids going through a little bit about agriculture as they're going through. And last year, we actually had a giant pool full of corn kernels for educational purposes only, I swear.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. All those that are allowed to come, especially during the pandemic, is the Rocky Ford Elementary students, the preschool, and the Cottonwood Ridge residents, if they would like to come. We're really excited about that. It's not just a petting zoo, but we do have a lot of animals there, too. I think the previous year, we had puppy litters in there, too, and we were just really excited about that. We have a bunch of games.
Goat yoga.
Oh, goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goat yoga.
There's got to be a little more explanation to that one.
We have a bunch of kid goats, and they're in there, and we have a yoga instructor, and you just do yoga as the goats jumping all over you. Yeah, the teachers, they get to de-stress while their kids are going through the groups.
Yeah. Find that on YouTube sometime.
Yes, the goat yoga is pretty interesting. Yes,
it's pretty fun. It's one of the main hits at the event, except for the ponies. Everybody loves the ponies.
Oh, yeah.
But the idea is to create interest in agriculture, to kind of educate that this is what's going on, not so much even locally, but globally, and to help people be connected to agriculture and how it affects their daily lives. And so it would be an excellent way to get there and get exposed to what's going on in agriculture.
Yes, indeed. All right, Kaylee, we have to take our first break. You can finish up when we come back here in just a moment.
Okay,
and then
you.
We'll be going hearing from Nicole as well. And I know, boy, you've got a lot of other things to talk about here.
Yes, so I do.
I'm glad that, I was wondering, are these kids going to fill up the show?
Yeah,
and
no
then
problem.
Some. I
no
think problem. So. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yep, and that show is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on AM 1400 at KVLJ, AM 920 KLMR. And, of course, you find us online, too. La Junta Radio, KLMR's website. And you can catch the podcast later as Lauren will have his folks loaded up at the Arkansas Valley Seeds website, avseeds.com. Right. More coming up from the Rocky Ford FFA. Don't go away.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Martin's General Store offers new and gently used furniture and appliances. But what does gently used really mean? Simple. Martin's will never offer anything that doesn't have plenty of life left in it, has good bones, healthy surface, and a pleasant aroma. And right now, Martin's is offering a good supply of new and gently used mattresses and frames. Martin's General Store for all of your furniture, furnishings, and appliance needs under one roof. And ask about Martin's in-home appliance repair. 601 East Highway 50 La Junta and 304 North Main Rocky Ford.
Hello, Southeast Colorado. It's Trent Luce of Rural Routes Radio. I'm happy to say that thanks to KBLJ, you and I can have a cup of coffee together every weekday morning at 9 a.m. We discuss the issues between rural and urban America, often tackling the issues that nobody else wants to talk about. So I'm looking forward to your feedback, your participation down the dusty trail. It's Rural Route Radio, 9 a.m. right here. See you then.
You might be a farmer's wife if your name is taped to the side of a cake pan, if a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle, and you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
And we are back. Yes, we are. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course, and Golden Plains Insurance. And Lauren, you mentioned the folks from Golden Plains are going to be on with us here before too long. Is that right?
Yes. You kind of put me on the spot. It's someday in April.
Someday in April, that's going to be coming up next month.
Spoke with them over there, and they're excited to come on the show and join in. Talk about agriculture and insurance, because it is a different, it's a whole different thing. There's several different laws that apply to agriculture that don't apply to other things. So, I think it'll be an educational and interesting program.
So that'll be coming up.
And I sure appreciate that.
And stay tuned, folks. We are going to have a trivia question about FFA coming up before too long. Right. And it will be your chance to call in to 384-2345 when we ask that question. And you'll be able to choose from, if you're the winner, of course, you'll be able to choose from a 5-pound bag of a turf seed, various varieties from Arkansas Valley Seeds. And now's the time to think about your lawn.
Sure
definitely is.
Is.
Or a 1/2-pound bag of your wildflower mix. You'll have that available too. So more on that coming up. Kayleen, we had a number of things that you were going to touch on yet before we wrapped up your segment of our show. And folks, we do have members of the Rocky Ford High School Future Farmers of America chapter with us. I think we left off right here. The hired hand auction, where you guys get to go out and do some work, actually. Yes.
We're so excited for the hired hand auction. That is actually our biggest fundraiser throughout the year, besides chili supper.
Mm-hmm.
We're really happy we were able to squeeze it in last year. We're able to squeeze it in this year, too, although we do not have a date determined quite yet, because we have to work it around all of the sports schedules. But we are, in fact, having our hired hand auction. And if you don't know, the hired hand auction is where we're our FFA members. We have another banquet in a sort, and Mr. Van Dyke and his brother, they cook some Rocky Mountain oysters and some fries and chicken, and it's a grand feast. I'm so excited for that.
I think those guys just look for an excuse to get behind the grill, don't they?
Anything they can do to get behind that grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. But they never fail when they do.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. No.
Never disappoint.
Yeah, I've had some of their stuff before. It is top shelf, like Lauren says. Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that. Mm-hmm. But while we're there, and all of our guests are either there for there by invite personally from the Rocky Ford FFA chapter, or they can just come in if they need to. You do have to pay for a ticket, though. So you come in, and all of our FFA members are off for auction, and however much you end up paying, you get 8 hours of labor from that FFA member. And if you want to keep them afterwards, you can keep them for that too.
Tony, are you paying attention to this?
yeah, you're looking for folks to sling 50-pound bags. Yes, indeed. So.
And that's what's great about it is a lot of job opportunities come out of it. Mm-hmm. They end up making connections that end up with summer jobs and something they can stick to that keeps them involved and making connections even out of high school.
Nice. Okay.
And all of the money goes to our Rocky Ford FFA chapter, and that's what pays for all of our events and whatever we travel. So we're really excited about that. Again, we do not know the date, so keep an eye out for that one.
We'll keep an eye out, you bet. And Kaylee, you wanted to mention the seniors that are graduating from your program this year and what their plans are, because I know you've got some students here that have some pretty lofty goals set up.
Yes, we do. We have 7 seniors graduating this year from the Rocky Ford FFA chapter. Starting with me, not intentional, just alphabetical order, is Kayleen Black. I'm planning to attend UCCS in Colorado Springs to major in pre-med biology. Kaysa Kurtz, she will start at OJC, then transfer to CSU Pueblo to study psychology. And she really wants to be around kids and help them out through some disabilities like dyslexia and ADHD.
Terrific.
Lily Hancock wants to attend CSU Fort Collins to study exercise science to be a physical therapist. Nicole Knapp, right next to me, she wants to go to West Texas A&M University to major as a bovine equine breeding specialist. And then Daisy Medina, also right next to me, she's planning on attending University of Idaho to major in range land conservation with a minor in agricultural communications. We're really proud of those two, especially because they're going into those big agricultural fields.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Adrian Paisano, our chapter president currently, has not decided which school he wants to attend, but he does know that he wants to study political science. And then Autumn Tucker, she does not want to go to university. Instead, she just wants to find a job that she enjoys and start making money.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope,
not at all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
smart
wrong
plan.
With that, so.
Speaking on behalf of all the seniors, we're really blessed to have been a part of such a great organization. And we're really sad to go, but we know that we're going to be going amazing places. And a lot of it's due in part to FFA and all of the opportunities it gave us. So. Thank you.
Right.
Well, if you've been listening, I think you'll understand and agree that what these young people have in store for their futures is to serve their fellow community, to serve their fellow man, and to serve others. These degrees and these educations that you're looking at pursuing are about serving others. And I think that that's a testament to the FFA program and the type of young people that they're encouraging to get out into the communities that they're going to be serving. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you all so
fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic. You bet. You. Thank you so much, Kayleen. Nicole Knapp in with us, and I know many people around the Arkansas Valley and Southeast Colorado are very familiar with her family's business. Of course, Knapp Farms and the farmers markets that are around, and you get put to work every summer, don't you?
Oh, boy. Yes, sir.
I see all the photos on Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys really do a great job down there.
Yeah, it's
really
definitely a family-run operation. Everybody's part counts, and the long hours put in, it's not just from, you know, 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. at night. It's mm-hmm. odd hours a night, whether it's baling hay and what else, you know, that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Checking water.
That's always important.
No,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, indeed. I you sound like you have a little bit of experience with that, too.
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah, just here and there, just a little bit. You wanted to speak on some of the opportunities that are available through FFA at Rocky Ford High School.
Yeah, so starting with the many classes that you can enroll in, there's anything from what classes I've taken to classes that others have got to experience, but we have vet science, animal science, there's Ag 2, Ag 1, and all of those cover a different part of what ag really is. Speaking from the vet science and animal science part of it, those are two classes that I've been involved in, animal science last year and vet science this year. In animal science last year, I got the chance to go on a field trip with my classmates and Miss Walls, and we visited Razor's Edge Livestock, Rocky Ford Feeders, and then made a trip down to Lahana Livestock to see the sale barn in action and what that's really like. So to get that opportunity and that exposure was huge. Vet science this year, we've done a lot. Even, you know, with the restrictions that we have, we've artificially inseminated swine. Mm-hmm. So we've actually got two litters on the ground. We inseminated them a couple months back, and they actually just dropped their litters about a week ago now, and so that's exciting.
So you have the babies running
around.
Oh,
yeah.
There is nothing more cute on this planet than a baby pig.
Oh, my goodness. They're absolutely adorable. And we're actually looking to go back in and inseminate two others that weren't necessarily in heat at that time. So we're looking to get back in and do that. Our chapter actually put in for a grant and was accepted for an ultrasound machine. So we received an ultrasound machine, and it has been a learning experience, let me tell you. To have that exposure, we've gotten to ultrasound goats as well as the pigs, dogs, and even a couple classmates. to experiment with it in class, we had a couple kids swallow water, and that was pretty cool to watch. And
to
so
watch and go,
yeah,
oh my, okay.
So just the
play around a little,
to have that has been huge. So we are extremely grateful for that grant and that opportunity that came with that. There's another program that our classes run through that's called Elanco. It's an online certification, and it is rigorous. It's useful for your employment. It provides so much information, and I've actually received my certification last year in animal science. I'm working on my completion of vet science in that, and I've also just started an equine science certification. So I'm working to get all those, and they're going to look really good on resumes, and so for kids to have that opportunity is huge. I'm trying to think. We do tons of hands-on experiences throughout the year. We are doing a sheep and goat testing at 5 farms each year.
Is this a math test?
No, actually, it's not. We actually go in and we bleed the sheep and we test them for just make sure they're up to date on all their records and their health. Usually the most I think they did last year was like 45 head, and this year we're scheduled to do about 60 head. So that'll be a challenge, but it'll be fun to do, and it's a good opportunity. We do tons of field trips throughout the year. And so that's just another one that we get to take part in. We also have, so that's more on Miss Wall's side of the building. Miss Wall's really is hands-on with the animals. Her and Van Dyke kind of have a agreement set up that if it's got 4 legs and it walks around, Miss Walls is going to handle it. Okay. If it's got more welding and work and wood and workshop side of it, Van Dyke's got that covered. So EVD, he covers a lot, you know, from Ag 2 with range to welding and ag mechanics and ag construction. They do so many great opportunities. I know right now they're in the construction of a house that's kind of going to be transported so that they can use it during, one of the boys is building it for when they're calving heifers and stuff, so that they can bring them in when they're cold and so that the calves don't necessarily freeze in the winter and stuff like that. We've also got the construction of a trailer going on there. We built a smoker last year. So, you know, there's never a dull moment in the Ag Shop, I can tell you that. There's always something going on. We've also received a grant to build a greenhouse, and it's actually kind of been a struggle to get it up and going with everything that's been going on, but now we're kind of getting close to the completion of it, and that's going to open up a whole new spectrum of ag classes that are going to be available to new students coming in. So that's just one more step in ag that kids will have that they don't necessarily think, oh, well, I don't own any animals, or I don't live on a farm. Right. Well, let me tell you, floriculture, if you like flowers and you want to get in there and arrange flowers, that's an opportunity for you, right. You know? So we're just really hoping that there's going to be a lot of good opportunities that come out of that. I guess another part to talk about is the junior high kids. You know, they're not necessarily part of FFA yet, but they are getting that introduction to ag. The Miss Walls works with them, and she does a really great job. She gives them, you know, the rundown of general agriculture, animal science, and woodworking. So they get that first exposure and that first taste of ag to really grab their attention and bring them in. And I think it's a good start for what's to expect when you join FFA as in the high school. So I think the only other thing that I have to talk about is the support from the Valley. We've got a huge number of supporters in the Valley. All of the businesses and local families that have been involved in ag or went through FFA themselves, you know, they just know that they have a lot to put in, and so it's nice to give back. They have a lot of support when they come to our banquets and our hired hand auction. They donate a lot, so it's nice to give back. We go to the Elks Club for numerous activities. Obviously this year has been restricted to what we could do, but usually there's a Christmas tree auction. And that's kind of fun to go in and, you know, put in time there, because the Elks, we make a lot of connections through their scholarships, right. Starts a lot of kids off, and you make connections there. That's where Pizzo, Adrian Pisano, our chapter president, he's made a connection there, from his, I think, sophomore year. He got really close with, the George who runs the Elks and Rocky Ford, and he, you know, was able to go in there and work and start up his opportunities there. So that's just one of the organizations, the Lions Club, at their pancake supper. We go and volunteer there. That's another great opportunity. There's scholarships available there.
Very good.
So there's just a lot to offer, and the community never fails to support. And we are so grateful for that, because our chapter would not be as successful as it is without their support.
And I mean, the community around the Arkansas Valley supports so many youth activities just from top to bottom.
Yeah, and I always, and that's
true. You see
that
a lot in the announcing you do.
Oh yeah, you bet.
And that's just, it's crazy to see the difference that it makes, that, you know, you may not think about it much, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into running a chapter like that with, I think we came up with like, what, 30 some kids this year?
Yeah.
And that's, and our numbers have decreased just because of COVID and scheduling conflicts, not because kids have lost interest, by all means. That's not a reason at all.
Right.
But the support is always there, you know, even in tough times, they don't fail to come out and help us and support us when they could be struggling themselves.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
No problem.
Do we have that trivia question set to go? Because we are running a little bit behind our regular schedule right here. K Kayleen, you're getting pointed at. Okay, now Daisy's getting pointed at. Eeny, meeny, miny, okay. Moe. All right, what do we have here?
Okay, so the question for the trivia. Oh, well, the trivia question, I should say. Sorry.
Yes, okay.
Do brown cows make chocolate milk?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Can you answer that? 384-2345, 384-2345. Give us a call. Do brown cows make chocolate milk? You'll have your choice between the 5-pound bag of turf mix from Arkansas Valley Seeds or the 1/2-pound bag of wildflower mix. Yeah. Call us up here, 384-2345. Yes. Do brown cows? That's a question that I have always pondered.
It's
yes.
a tough question.
It is a tough
me.
Question. Yes, indeed. I hope somebody can answer it. 384-2345. Do brown cows make chocolate milk? We'll be right back and a note to Ty there at KLMR. This will be a 3-minute break as we are a little bit over time right here. This will be a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. It is Arkansas Valley Seeds, or Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. So you have me all confused trying to think of that answer. My gosh. We are brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and, of course, Golden Plains Insurance.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season, whether it's farm, ranch, or turf. It's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. We're watching the potential for a major change to the weather and soil conditions by the end of this week, as a slow-moving storm system is expected to develop over the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. The slow-moving nature of the system may allow moderate precipitation over several hours Friday through Sunday across southeast Colorado. Early indications are the storm could bring an inch to an inch and a half of moisture, although the computer weather models are in fair agreement on this system. Of course, it has yet to develop, and so its projected strength and timing could change. But if forecasts over the next few days continue to show precipitation, it may be a good time to apply fertilizer if needed, as the moisture should work nutrients into the soil profile. On the downside, cold stress for exposed livestock could increase to severe later this week due to the combination of rain, snow, moderate north to northeast winds, and temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s. Soil temperatures are currently averaging in the mid and upper 40s. Look for soils to warm slightly through Wednesday and then become 4 to 6 degrees cooler into the weekend and early next week. Conditions should be generally dry next week, but temperatures will likely average well below normal. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You might be a farmer's wife if your name is taped to the side of a cake pan, if a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle. And you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance, reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR, brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. A couple of minutes, these young ladies from the Rocky Ford FFA chapter would like to just thank some folks for helping them out. All right.
Absolutely.
Daisy, take it away.
Well, first off, Lauren and Pat, I really want to say thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it immensely. Then I want to thank God for giving us life. I really do love God, and I think everyone should just appreciate that. Appreciate God. Mm-hmm. And then I really do want to thank the
FFA members that were there when I was in kindergarten who came to the school, or I like to call them the blue people.
The blue shirts of FFA,
making us
yes.
smoothies. Mm-hmm. You, all of yous.
You remember this from
yes,
way back then.
All of them influenced me. They were like, who are these blue people? And when yes. I got to junior high and mm-hmm. I saw who these blue people were, I was like, I'm going to be a blue person.
And you
so
are
thank
now.
Thank you.
There you go. All
and
right.
obviously to yes. my parents.
There
so
you go. Kayleen,
you.
Yes.
Yeah, so my story doesn't go back as far as kindergarten because for some reason I don't remember the smoothies.
Okay.
But I would like to thank those people in FFA when I was in second grade and we had their pumpkin patch that we still do today, which was really exciting to remember back in the time when I was in second grade and getting on that hay bale for the trailer ride through the pumpkin patch, and I almost fell off because we hit a pumpkin. And I was,
you gotta hang on.
I remember
on.
That. Daisy's blue person, they saved me. But mm-hmm. I remember that very vividly. So when I got up to high school, I was like, I gotta be a part of that hayride. I have to.
Have to be. All right. And Nicole, I mean, you grew up in an agricultural family.
Yeah. So I think it was kind of cool to watch my family do so much for the community, you know, as a whole, and even the farmers just across the valley. They all work together, you know, to come and provide not only for the locals, but for the state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we ship melons out and everything else just around the world. Mm-hmm. So I think that's huge. But, you know, I didn't start out in Rocky Ford growing up, so I didn't have necessarily that exposure. What it was for me was tagging along with my dad to the hired hand auction where they were cooking because he was a part of the board. Mm-hmm. And I think that was where mine started. And I wanted to give back. I wanted to be a part of that, you know, watching all those FFA kids go back out into the community and teach, you know, and that's what I wanted to be a part of, a community that's given so much to me. I wanted to give back. And
you are.
Yeah, and,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
And I think it's huge. I think our ag advisors don't get enough recognition. The amount of time that they spend with us is huge and outstanding. You know, there's so many memories that I can go back individually with each of them.
We can make a whole new show about
that.
Oh,
yeah.
We probably could.
Like an ag
yes.
advisor appreciation show, my gosh, mm-hmm. we could spend days on.
We need to do that.
I think it'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. You bet. And thanks to Nicole Knapp, also Kayleen Black, Daisy Medina. We'll be right back. Our final break, and Lauren will have about a minute to program next week's program, Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on KBLJ and KLMR. Brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Golden Plains Insurance knows that agriculture is the backbone of this region's economy. The farmers, ranchers, and cattlemen of Southeast Colorado are the driving force behind the success of our area. We owe them a huge thank you for what they do for the local economy, as well as providing food for the world. To show their appreciation, Golden Plains Insurance is giving away 2 meat bundle packages on March 20th. Go to goldenplainsinsurance.com or visit them on their social channels and click on the registration for your chance to win some free beef. Golden Plains Insurance, independent and homegrown, just like you.
All right. Thanks again to the kids from the Rocky Ford FFA. I hope they don't mind being called kids, but not at all. There you go.
Fantastic.
Hey, Lauren, you've got a little bit of time right here. What do we have coming up next week on the program?
Well, you remember a little while back we talked to Todd Griffith from Colorado 811.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently he got quite a bit of response, which he hasn't really. He's had a tough time reaching people out this side of the state. So he's going to come back and see us next week and actually to talk about April being National Safe Digging Month.
Indeed.
So look forward to talking to Todd Griffin, and he's also going to be bringing some Amazon gift cards to give away.
Hey, nice.
Better
nice.
Be listening so you can call in and win those.
There you go. We'll look forward to that next week on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds right here on AM 920 KLMR and, of course, AM 1400 KBLJ. And again, thanks to Kayleen, Daisy, and Nicole from the Rocky Ford Future Farmers of America. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. The news at noon is coming up next.